So, my dear devotees, I'm very, very inspired to give this second part of our presentation. A little while ago, I think, difficult to remember, yesterday, was it yesterday or was it 1 year ago or was it 100 years ago? In Vrindavan we are entering the timeless zone. In our last presentation we said how absolutely important it is to approach Krishna in the right way so that he reveals himself. We as conditioned souls with limited senses cannot approach God on our own. But the Lord can come into our own lives and reveal himself. That which makes him reveal himself is the right attitude, the seva bhava, or attitude with an aspiration to render service. That is the right attitude which attracts Lord Krishna. Rupa Goswami uses the word sevan mukhe. The face which has been turned away from Krishna should now turn to Krishna in an attitude of service. No? This we have discussed at length with different examples and so on. And then we made a very important second point, and that is that the Lord will come to us for the first time in the form of his name. That is the most approachable or accessible form of the Lord. So this implies that if we want the Lord to reveal himself in his holy name, we must somehow learn to chant the holy name also in the right inner orientation, the Seva Bhava. Now today is something like a workshop where we will learn how to approach Krishna in his most merciful form, the holy name, in the service attitude. I wanted to give this summary so that you know where we are going and what is there to learn from you, for you. So in our studying of different of our scriptures, Bhagavatam and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and especially the Harinam Chintamani, we have isolated six points which can help us to do our kirtan in the service attitude. And we will talk about them today in some detail. Let us start by offering our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskachare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama My dear devotees, the turning point in your chanting the holy name in either japa or kirtan comes when you turn during your practice of chanting the holy name to Radha and Krishna in a mood of rendering service to them. Now, the first step in order to chant in the right mood is something which Jiva Goswami calls mantrata chintanam. It means to become aware while you chant about the meaning of the mantra. There are many acharyas who have written about the meaning of the holy name. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur picks Gopal Guru Goswami in his work Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's work, as our role model for chanting, and he says that the Maha Mantra has the following meanings. This is Gopal Guru Goswami. He says, He Hare Machitam Khritva Bhava Bandhanam Mochaya. The devotee who chants the Hare Krishna Mantra in his mind fixes this prayer. O Radha, please capture my heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. It's a prayer that Radha, please come and capture my heart, because the problem often which we face is heartless chanting, mindless chanting, automatic chanting, dry desert chanting, I call it. So here in this prayer we say, please capture my heart, take it, Atmanama Prabhu, welcome. Please take my heart and then deliver me from material bondage. The second meaning is Hey Krishna, Machitam Akashaya. O Krishna, please pull my heart to you. And in this way, there are many, many meanings, prayers to Lord Krishna. O Krishna, please may I develop taste for you is another one. O Radha, please show me how to serve you is yet another one. I don't want to now teach all these meanings, because it would take really 1 week to go through all of them. What I want to do is here to tell you, if you come while you chant to a stage where you yearn for more connection, you can take these different meanings of the mantra and then chant one round with one meaning, chant a second round with a different, with a second meaning, and in this way go through all your 16 rounds while meditating on all the 16 sutras which Gopal Guru Goswami has given. Here, because there may be devotees who are just approaching the kingdom of better chanting, I want to give you the classical meaning which Prabhupada has given, because it really captures the point. He said, the simple meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra is, O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please repeat after me. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. If you wish to find the more extended meanings, I want to direct you either to the book Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita or a book written by your humble servant, Naam Rahasya, The Secrets of Chanting the Holy Name, which will be available after this lecture on the book table at the exit. After the lecture, not now. So as you chant, the real idea is to stop disconnected chanting. Let us see. Here is one devotee. His name is Harinamananda. If I want to get the attention of Harinamananda, there are two ways in which I can address him. One is,
Harinamananda, what's it like now in New York of the weather? Like, what do people think in New York? Or I can go like,
Harinamananda, you are from New York. What is the weather in New York like? Can you feel? In the first example, I didn't put my attention in the name Harinamananda. And I was also not sure if I was really interested in the weather of in New York. No? In the second example, where I said, Harinamananda! What is the weather like in New York now? You know, I'm trying to bring my mind to the name Harinamananda and to my concern. And immediately Harinamananda smiled at me. He didn't think I was offensive any longer by calling his name. He really got like... A reciprocation starts. This is a mundane example using mundane, you know, using the psychology of us human beings to bring a point. When you address Krishna, you should understand with the Hare Krishna mantra, you directly connect with Krishna, and then Krishna will ask you, so what? What is your concern? Then you should have something why you call him. And that something which you have should be a request for service. What does the soul do the first time it meets the Lord? And then every other time. Does it ask what's the weather in Braj like? You know, no, it immediately wants to know, what service can I do you? Because Krishna is the one who extracts our seva attitude, our attitude of service, which is the constitutional position and relationship in Braj with the Lord. No? He extracts that. So when you want to make contact with Krishna from here, the material world, you must do that from this, let me say, the spiritual platform, not the material platform. And you do this by becoming mindful of Krishna, oh Krishna, Radha Krishna, and then you must have something, a concern, an issue, and a subject matter. And you know, they will say, so what? What is it? What you want? Immediately you should respond with the constitutional relationship which we all have to God, a service relationship, or here a request for that service relationship. Huh? So therefore it's very important that when you chant you don't go like, then I go to Loy Bazaar and buy my new dogira.
Abram. You know,
no, connection. Once again, connection. Make a connection. And that happens by the simple first step. While chanting, be aware of the meaning of the mantra. Engage me in your service. I would like to introduce to you something which we call the Diamond Throne Meditation. Prabhupada once said the Hare Krishna, you can listen to this as I read it. We will do some meditation afterwards. Prabhuji, you please be with us. No diversion. No? You sit here. And you remain here. And no diversion. No? You make up your mind. Do you want to sit here? Then please sit here. If you don't want to sit somewhere else, but please be with us. Prabhupada said, the Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. Connection. Not Hare Krishna. No. Krishna, you think of Krishna. And you think with them in a certain way. Radha Krishna. Please engage me in your service. And then Prabhupada goes on. It's not expensive at all. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. No, you can imagine that in my heart I have placed now a diamond throne and Krishna is sitting there. That is accepted. And actually it becomes true. If you just think in your mind, I have kept one diamond throne there, a very costly throne, because Krishna is coming. He will sit down here. That is not fault. That is a fact. Would you like to try this? Good. So sit tall. Just become a little bit mindful of your breath, and you can do this. You can increase the depth of your breath very easily by exhaling very deeply. Just do it once. Then inhale and breathe normally and deeply. And now you close your eyes and in your heart you imagine that there is a throne, maybe like the throne where Radha Shyam Sundar sit or stand. Maybe a simple throne which looks a little bit like the Vyasasana of Srila Prabhupada in the temple. There's a throne. You create such a situation within your heart. Now Krishna is seated. Let me wash his feet with Ganges water or Jamuna water. And now I bring him first class garment. Then I decorate Krishna with ornaments. Maybe nice earrings. decorate Krishna with ornaments. Then I give him something to eat. Maybe some sweets. Maybe some puris with milk. Something. You can simply think of this. This is meditation. It is such a nice thing. Anywhere you can sit down and think that Krishna is sitting in your heart and you are receiving him in such a nice way. This is not false. This is a fact. It is so easy. Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. So this could be one simple adoption of what we have heard, that when you chant, you must become aware of the meaning of the mantra. O Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service and do then some service for them, like washing their lotus feet, giving them a seat to sit, and in this way you will experience to be together with Krishna, Radha and Krishna, wherever you are. It is not expensive at all. And now I noticed when we were doing this meditation, it was difficult for you to get into this because you have just done a million of other things and you have sat in this hall not really knowing what to expect in this japa workshop. And don't worry, even though this may not have been so easy for you and no picture has come, you will learn how to change that in a little while. But just one little comment. You must be prepared to accept Krishna when you chant. Jiva Goswami means this, Sevan Mukhe, this, that you chant with a service orientation, where you turn your face in service to Krishna, means that you must be inclined to accept the Lord's name and form. You are in the Hare Krishna movement, the movement which is meant to serve Krishna, which is meant to think of Krishna. So please become a member of this movement. Be inclined towards Krishna, to think of his form, to accept his name and his form. This is Jiva Goswami. That means very simple. When you sit down to chant, this just needs a simple thing. You will say to yourself, I will accept the Lord however he comes to me now. What it means is you sit down and you are ready to accept, or let me say it in a more simpler way, you are ready to receive Krishna in your heart and in your mind. This is really all which it needs, an inclination. Inclination means something which moves you in a certain direction. You should be moved in the direction of accepting Krishna's name and his form, no? And his personality. This is all, and it is simple and it works. Another second step is a meditation which is called in our tradition the Bhuta Shuddhi prayers. The material Bhuta means material elements which are all around you. Your body, your mind is a material element. The world around you, not Braj, this is this is all Chintamani Dham, but normally when we chant, there are material elements around. Buddha Shuddhi means to become free of them, to become purified. There is a very simple prayer which helps you to come into this pure or spiritual space. It goes very simple, like this. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I have been inimical towards him from time immemorial. Therefore, I have identified myself with my body and wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. I have been suffering the burning threefold miseries. But my fortune has turned as a result of some unimaginable good fortune. I have gotten the mercy of my spiritual master, and now I know, I just know it deep inside, that I am Krishna's eternal servant, an individual spiritual being, completely apart and separate from my gross and subtle body. So by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following in his footsteps. I am serving now the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Syam Sundara. My dear devotees, this simple meditation saves at the moment my life, because I have a back pain as if 20,000 terrorists have shot bullets in my back. 20,000 is not a little amount of bullets. I'm always thinking, oh, I'm actually not the body, no problem. They can shoot, the pain can be in the body, but it is not there in my soul. I can still in my soul do service. I can talk about Krishna. I can think of Krishna. I can love Krishna. I can go in my thoughts to take darshan. I can do everything. So this meditation, Buddha Shuddhi meditation, is usually done by pujaris or priests before they enter the deity room, because they want to make sure that they leave their material stuff and their material consciousness be outside of the doors of that deity room, and they want to enter in the feeling that I am an eternal servant of you, Radha Syam Sundara, or any deity which the pujaris serve, and then from that position they serve. So in the same way, you can do your service of chanting Naam Prabhu from that position where you, just before you sit down, think, I am an eternal servant of them, and I am separate from my gross body and subtle body, and you will feel how Naam Prabhu really responds to you. The easiest way is really when you chant, you sit before the deities and you accept their wonderful name and their wonderful form, and then think that you and me have something to do. You are the king of the kingdom of love, and I'm here in this material world. But deep inside, deep, and I look really deep and just open my shirt, and go even into my it's very deep, I can feel we have a relationship. And I know if you are not merciful to me, I will simply suffer and suffer and suffer in this world. Please invest in my case, O King of the Kingdom of Love. I'm now in unfavorable circumstances. I'm diverted. I'm dull, I'm dry spiritually, I'm not ablaze, but please, you invest in my case. I'm a little difficult at the moment. I have difficulties, I suffer, and you please take me to you. This type of thinking will bring you into a devotional frame, and you will sing the holy name with feelings, my dear devotees. And you will feel how Krishna accepts you and listens to you. The third point before you be doing the exercise on this is you should chant melodiously and loudly for Krishna's pleasure. Melodiously and loudly. And when there is kirtan going on, you should chant with elegance. You should dance with, not chant, dance with elegance for the Lord's pleasure. Very important. Not like a rugby player from New York, but with some, in German we say Grazie, nicht? Mit etwas Grazie. Jiva Goswami has written the Bhakti Sandarbhas, and there he has told a story. There is a very, very sinful Kshatriya who has committed many sins. He has unfortunately done many sins. The details are not given, but really heavy things like stealing, drinking alcohol, possibly killing people. And he comes to a Brahmana and asks if the Brahmana could give him a program whereby which he could improve his life. And the Brahmana gives him a list of things he should do. Get up at such and such time, chant the Purusha Shukta mantras, you know, turn his face in the eastern direction, feed the cows, feed poor people, etc. Pious activities which counteract sin. But after some time, the Kshatriya says, this is too pious for me. I can't do that. And then the Brahmana gives him an answer which I feel is very good for us also. He says, if one cannot fix one's mind on Lord Achyuta, even after overcoming fear related with both day and night, even after one has conquered sleep, even if one is free from undesirable association, even if one is detached, and even if one has gotten some darshan of the Absolute, if still one cannot fix one's mind on Lord Achyuta, and if even after eating small amounts of food you still can't concentrate, even when you're peaceful in mind, still you can't concentrate, then there's one remedy. My dear devotees, do you sometimes feel like me that it seems to be so difficult to concentrate on the holy name for 2 hours? Have you this concentration problem also, or am I the only one? You also have. We are the family. We also have. So if you can't, even if you should be able to be very peaceful and not sleep like we always sleep so much, or you know, even after you have become detached, if you still can't fix your mind on Lord Achyuta, then without inhibition one should loudly utter the names of the Lord which awaken love for him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. I once had a god brother. I will tell you the name. I first thought I shouldn't tell. His name was Panchadravida Prabhu. Panchadravida was from South America, and he was small, and he always looked like this, and he was very restless in his mind. Yeah. I don't know if all people in South America are restless. I will find out in spring when I go to Brazil to give a Japa and Kirtan retreat. But he was really restless, you know. He always would look around like this, and you would feel the energy when you would sit next to him. And he once told me that he went to Srila Prabhupada and said, "Prabhupada, how can I control my restless mind and fix it on chanting?" And do you know what Prabhupada told him? He said, "You must go on an open field." Open field means no one is around. And then you must chant very loudly, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." And this loud chanting will capture the mind. The mind is captured, the restless mind is captured by sound. If you don't believe me, go to Radhakund in Kartik, when all the loudspeakers are really giving their highest sound vibration, you know. And you hear the sound, it's louder than your own thoughts, and you only have the sound. I remember here, I was once studying in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education with Krishna Chaitra Prabhu, and in one room, and just before our room was a cassette shop, and it always had such classic songs like "Sanyasi, come home," you know, and with an Indian high voice. I remember it was very difficult to concentrate on my work, you know. There was always this sound, and the mind was totally arrested and captured by this very unpleasant sound vibration. So therefore, chanting loud but melodiously, don't disturb Krishna, is a very important to arrest the mind. So we have now three techniques which we have heard. And I would like you to go through all these three techniques. Sit tall, please. Sit tall, please, and we will go through the different stages. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sing the next mantra. I request you to simply become mindful of the meaning of the holy name is you sing the mantra, turn it into a prayer where you ask Radha and Krishna to be engaged in service. And please, please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please pray and chant. Lost your service. You're now in this world calling again, calling that they accept you as their eternal servant. Please sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is to sing very loudly and melodiously. The idea is to chant for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. melodiously and very loudly to capture the mind and engage the mind in the service. Sing please now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Meditation where we internally go into our identity as a servant of Radha and Krishna, and we bow down to our spiritual master internally in gratefulness that we have now been allowed to approach Radha and Krishna. And finally we can chant melodiously and loudly. Melodiously means from the heart. We hear this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Sakas, the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, feel that as they walk through the forest, Krishna gets tired. So they offer the Lord their laps. Please rest, Kanai. Rest for some time. You are tired. So Krishna then smiles and lays his head to rest at the lap of his cowherd boyfriends. And then his cowherd boyfriends sing to him songs so that Krishna can fall asleep nicely. And they sing very melodiously. That is, they sing from with love in their hearts for Krishna. Let's be very sure, my dear devotees, when Krishna accepts service, what does he accept in the service? What is the main ingredient? When someone gives me paneer sabji, I always take the paneer out and leave the sabji because I'm interested in paneer. What is Krishna interested in when you offer him service? It's of course love. And loving mood. So melodiously means chant full with love. The melody of love should be with you. Or gratitude, or simple thank you, Krishna. So there are three other principles which I want to give, and then we have reached the end of this presentation and we will open the forum for your questions. The fourth thing is give your full attention, or try to give your full attention to kirtan or japa. You see, love starts with attention. To give attention to someone is the beginning of love. I think we have some grihasthas here. You remember when you first saw women, you thought women are maybe foolish. That was when you were a grihastha, a brahmachari. When the women were brahmacharinis, they saw men are so groovy. Groovy is a Russian word. It means a group, you know. It means gross, you know. They don't understand the subtleties of life. A little dull. That's how women who are celibate think of men. No, but then something happened. There was one particular woman or one particular man, and you started to give attention. And as you gave attention, more and more, a different feeling developed in your heart. So I'm sorry for this somewhat mundane example, but please forgive me, because we have brahmacharis who, this is not a good example. But even in your brahmachari ashram, you might be together with so many brahmacharis, but then there's one brahmachari where you feel, I would love to get to know him and speak with him about things which I think and I want to express. So you give your attention, and then after giving attention, some affection builds in your heart, and you are then bonding with that person on a deeper level. So if you want to develop love for Krishna, you must first learn to give attention, full attention to the holy name. Only from this attention, the root of love is attention, and the root of, aparada, or offense, the opposite, is inattention. It's so simple. So give your full attention to the holy name, and then you will see something very, very interesting happen in your spiritual life. The devotee who commits to giving full attention to the holy name will feel that his heart becomes free from aparada. Just, it's magic. You just give whenever you chant as much as attention to the you can to the holy name. And you will see, my dear devotees, this is the experience of all good chanters, that you just don't feel in your heart the desire to say harsh words to Vaishnavas, to think badly about them, or you are not interested in sinful activities. You know, it is happening if you just start here to give your attention to the holy name. Because it's so easy to be inattentive, I would like you to now chant a little bit with me. Wonderful. When you want to give attention to the holy name, there is something wonderful which works miracles. Gaurahari, maybe I can ask you to take away this cloth. After this cloth, but wait, we have to make it a little bit magical, huh? Behind this cloth, my dear devotees, is a formula given by Srila Prabhupada which will help you within a very short time to become very attentive in your chanting. Once Prabhupada was asked by one devotee who had this big problem to always be inattentive, how can I be more attentive when chanting? And Prabhupada said this, da 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 da. Just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. Now for this you have to start down there, chant sincerely, and then you first have, if you want to hear something, you first have to produce the sound, right? So first you have to chant sincerely, and then you just hear yourself doing this. I would like to make now an exercise with you. Please just say with me the Maha Mantra, and your only duty is to hear yourself. So please, my dear devotees, let us not chant too loudly, because then we can't hear anything any longer. Let us just chant. I will chant one time alone, and then I will give you this sign, and then you please start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I have to hear myself now. That means I have to listen very carefully. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, it's a little difficult, I understand, because in this room we are all very, the sound doesn't go anywhere, it stays. So let us do a little, it looks a little foolish, but it works. We will do now the telephone chanting. Take your, please, your right hand behind the ear and take it like your mobile phone to your mouth, the palm. And then chant, then you will hear yourself very easily. And we will all chant for ourselves, not all in one group. We will just chant on our own and just listen, hear yourself chant sincerely, okay? For that you first need to chant sincerely, and then you heal yourself. Hear yourself. One more minute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Thank you very much. In conclusion of this little presentation or workshop, allow me please to raise two concluding points. One is, and that's very, very important, when we say chant in the service attitude, in the Seva Bhava, we have to know Krishna is really only at, you could say, really interested in our love. I think you all know this shloka from the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna makes it so clear what he is, or what is the main thing he is interested when a devotee approaches him and renders service. You know, there is this verse, you please help me, Patram Pushpang Phalanto Yang Yome Bhakta Pranashyati Ram Bhakti Uparitam Ashnami Prayatatma. In this verse you find two times the word bhakti. Huh? He is interested if you offer him a fruit, a leaf and a glass, when it's done with bhakti. Krishna doesn't need our fruit. He has so much good fruits in Vrindavan, you know, really. Skinless fruits who just want to serve him with their taste, you know. Krishna is not interested in a leaf or in water. Krishna is interested in love. And love starts really by giving attention. And offense, aparad, starts from inattention. Not being negligent. Not doing this. There was once a brahmana in Navadvip, who was there when Mahaprabhu appeared, and he had seen Mahaprabhu dancing and spreading the holy name. And Mahaprabhu had, and this Brahmana felt great grief in his heart because his spiritual life had practically become extinct, zero. He had committed offenses against Vaishnavas, and he had not believed in the holy names, that in Kali Yuga chanting the holy names, actually one can directly contact Krishna. He had not thought that this is possible. So he had suffered great pain, but then he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting and dancing in ecstasy. He gained faith that yes, kirtan is really that process which is to be done in Kali Yuga for full God realization. And he saw the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he saw, yes, these are real devotees. Let me stop my offenses. So he went to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and said, what should I do? I'm an aparadi. I'm an offender. How could I change my life again? And then Mahaprabhu said, with the same mouth with which you have offended Vaishnavas, you should praise Vaishnavas. And then he said, and always chant Hare Krishna. Then he said, when with your mouth you have drunken poison, and as a result you are ill and diseased and bad, then with the same mouth you must now drink nectar. So then you will be strong again. So this is one point which I really wish to make. Start giving attention to this practice of chanting. If you do not like long classes, but you just want to have the essence, because we live in the computer age, huh? Then just write this down on your mobile telephone or in your notebook. It's a very good formula which helps you to become attentive, and from this chanting attentively you will develop surely love for Krishna, or let us first say gratitude, and become more tuned into Krishna. It will surely work. A second thing which I would like to say at the end is another way to serve Krishna is to serve him outside the practice. That is, when you're not doing japa and not doing kirtan, then you can serve the holy name of Krishna in the form of the holy name by preaching the holy name. My dear devotees, I'm going now into the West, and my only purpose to go in the West is to spread the holy name as much as I can, because I know from past experience, by serving the holy name, when you preach it to others, you know, make public kirtans, harinam sankirtan, giving seminars, or you know, if you are not a swami like me, who always has a full audience, or mostly, then you can just have a little bhakti sangha group, you know, a bhakti group where you meet with your friends, and you chant, and you read in the books about the glories of the holy name. This is how you serve him also, and how the holy name will empower you very much. I have seen in my life that just by preaching so much from morning till evening in these last years in which I'm doing this seva, for Srila Prabhupada, so much taste in the chanting has developed, because what you give away, that you receive in double quantity in spiritual life. Even when you are here in Vrindavan, make all the Brijbasis chant, you know, the world will become a better place. I want to tell you very confidentially that 10 years ago, oh no, time races by so fast, 15 years ago, I was in a spiritual crisis. I had not lost my faith in in Srila Prabhupada, but what was troubling my heart is I had lost my faith in myself, that I could, because I looked in my heart and I could see, oh, not much has changed really. I'm still attached to some degrees to my own gratification. I'm sometimes envious of the success and preaching of my exalted God brothers, and I feel so German still after so many years, you know, of trying to become free from that German inside. And I was a little desperate because of losing faith that in me. And then I made a study in Srila Prabhupada's books. What is the best process to make advancement? What has he given to us? And I found, after reading and discussing with many devotees, that Prabhupada, you know, he really said he had brought the holy name. That is, and the holy name is everything. So I decided, let me try to study how to chant the holy name in a better way. I understood there must be something I did wrong, so that it didn't work so well with me. And now I'm dedicated to spreading the holy name, and in this way. And I found out my name, which Prabhupada gave, is Sachinandan. One day, 2 years ago, I found that out. I had never thought about it, you know. And the original Sachinandan, and the Sachinandan Das, hopefully, aspiring Sachinandan Das, huh? The original Sachinandan is Mahaprabhu, who spreads the holy name. So, yes. Therefore, and I can only sit here before you and say we are all brothers and sisters, you know, so we can talk like we talk in the family. No need to talk formally or with a pretense. It really works. The holy name is as wonderful. It really works. But you have to chant it properly. So when you leave the hall, I will request two devotees, maybe Jagat Guru, you can go to the band, and one other is Sudevi here. Sudevi, I have prepared some present for you, which I really want to give you. It is called the Kirtan Arrow. It's a little formula, it's on the back. You can have it. Put it on your wall, show it to your friends, discuss it, you know, place it to your heart. It has five very powerful suggestions which help you to increase your chanting both in japa and in kirtan. And when you leave the hall, there will be two devotees who give it. My dear devotees, when you have leftovers, please give them back to me. Yeah? So they will stand at the back of the hall. What else? There are books in the back of the hall. But anyways, you will see. I do not know. I have to now turn to Janardhan Prabhu, because maybe we are over time. No, we have time. No, Prabhu, Jagat Guru, at the back, at the hall, when they go out, not now, because everyone will read them, and not here, we are in the Hare Krishna movement. You can already go back. So Devi, you can already go back and stand there in case devotees have to go. So those of you who still have time, I would like to have a short question and answer session of 15 minutes. So please think about good questions. those of you who have to leave, this would be a good time to leave, but those who can stay, there are about 15 minutes, that is good. We will just wait a minute that the devotees can peacefully leave. So good. So who has a question? Yes, I have seen. Gaura Nataraj, please speak loud.
Understand in front?
Yes, I could understand.
Maybe you can elaborate on that, how far we can go in this type of meditation, please.
Let us see that the atmosphere comes down a little. The question is, when we do this meditation, it's actually called manasa seva, no? The service in the mind. How far can we go, and at which stage does it actually become speculation or imagination or whatever? My simple answer to this is it is very necessary when we follow our spiritual life that we follow the guidance of the acharyas. And here is a process which is given by Srila Prabhupada. So when you begin doing these things, it's very important to just take the things as they are. And as your interest grows and you go, you get more bona fide informations how to do manasa seva, then you can do this. There is a rule in your spiritual life. When you focus your attention on something as a practice, many things will come to you. I'm thinking here of Madhavananda Prabhu, who is bringing out this newsletter, Krishna Kathamrita Bindu, in the magazine, and really it has all these well-researched little things from the tradition, and I myself always amazed. From where does he get all these things, you know? But it is a rule in life. He is interested in research, and therefore it comes. I am, for instance, interested in books, and I always get books magically. They arrive on my table, you know, just because I'm focused on this. Many of us suffer because we are not focused sufficiently on our spiritual practice or our service. But when we are focused on our service and our practice, things become attracted to us like iron filings, it's called, become attracted to a magnet. You begin to actually attract that on which you are focused. It's a subtle law in this universe. You know, if someone, for instance, is focused on I must marry, and you know, some of our younger Matajis come to Vrindavan with that intention, and also the young boys come with this intention, and it's focused, and you know, Vrindavan is not meant for these things, But things do happen in this. When you are focused on, I must come closer to Krishna, when you come to Vrindavan, this will be fulfilled in such a way, focused. So in the beginning, when you enter the more contemplative practices of chanting, like this diamond throne meditation, keep to what you have heard from the Acharya, and then you will slowly get more and more informations. You will discover meditations in the scriptures, how to orient the mind, you will prayers will come to you, and so on. Good, thank you. No, here, this devotee. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Madhavana, Prabhu.
Thank you, Shumaras. Thank you so much for your nice lecture. My question is, if we start with the mantra chintanam, if we start offering prayers when we are chanting, so will it not distract us from just hearing the holy name?
When we offer prayers while chanting, will this not distract us from chanting the holy name? Does the hunger which you feel distract you from eating? No, it helps. So when you chant in a prayerful mood, it's like a prayerful mood, at that such time you will actually chant better. But you must be careful to not enter mental speculations. You are addressing Radha and Krishna with this concern, please engage me in your service. And that will connect you. Just like when you eat and you have this hunger, it's there in your stomach, it will bring you more towards the eating and the digesting. Prabhu, may I suggest, if you have to have meetings, Hare Krishna, Syam Nam Ji, if you have to have meetings, please do it at a separate meeting hall, which is good, suited for your purposes. You don't believe me, I can see from your eyes, so let me try to address this doubt more on a deeper level. I think we have heard a lot, chant and just hear, right? And this is definitely a very good advice. I mean, it comes from Prabhupada. One devotee once asked him, what to do with my mind, Prabhupada? He said, where is the question of the mind? Just chant and hear. And every time I hear it, I said, oh, Prabhupada. For me, there's a big question of the mind, you know, but you are a pure devotee. You are constantly absorbed in Krishna. It's a certain mood in this prayer. You're not putting the attention to the hearing aside. It's how can I explain it? What's your good name? Shubhak. Shubhak Krishna. Shubhak, auspicious Krishna. Shubhak Krishna Prabhu. It's a little bit, you know, like when you talk to someone and you just notice him, or and that this is a person, you feel like a need to connect to him and to really say something which is on your heart. It doesn't distract you. So when you chant in a prayerful mood, it's like a prayer from a please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you must say, you are addressing Radha and Krishna with the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes, I know you know the mantra. You are addressing them with the mantra. You are really saying the mantra. That's what you say. But you're addressing them with a feeling. Like when you eat with hunger, you can eat better. But if you eat without hunger, what a torture. We have Parvati. Parvati, the surrendered soul who lives at Vrindavan.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this is a question I heard last week in the Bhagavatam class, and it's often asked. I also ask it sometimes. Sometimes you are so absorbed in your service, but while you're chanting, so many things come to your mind, how to do your service. So, is this okay? Or do we have to learn how to break the circuit? What do we do with that?
Wonderful. I think it is, you know, when we are so much in that, we are like an avalanche of service, and there's so many things to do. And now we are a little, we take our minds to chanting, but then it seems we remember the many things we have forgotten, you know, because it's now a little bit more peaceful. So I have a very simple answer to this: get a piece of paper and write these points down. Because the mind has this nature to mill again and again over the points. Oh, I shouldn't forget this, I shouldn't forget that, I shouldn't forget this. And then you have a whole shopping list in your mind, which always repeats itself, you know, and so on. But if you write it on a piece of paper, then I know in my case, it's sometimes, you know, so much in the preaching and so many things have to be thought. I just have to put the beeping aside, and then, you know, I'm writing like 3-5 minutes this point, bang, 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 bang. But then I can put the list aside and it's there when I stop chanting. You know, that is it. But yes, the chanting itself is the supreme service. Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita of all the services which the spiritual master gives, chanting 16 rounds without offense is the most important instruction. It's the service itself. It's glorifying Krishna. So that's really the best answer. The piece of paper and the pen, and then our time is over, unfortunately, Prabhuji. What to do next time? I'm very grateful for your kind attention. Thank you so much. I wish you a wonderful evening, and I do hope you can take something. And when you leave the hall, don't leave the subject matter. Don't think this was just another lecture, like so many, an overkill of information. Try to experience with what you have found, and in this way, it will be very good. Good. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Goni Tai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.